સન્નિવિષ્ટ હોઉં, હું સ્થિત છું અને સન્નિવિષ્ટ હોઉં. સત અવિષ્ટ એમ બે શબ્દ છે, સન્નિવિષ્ટ હોઉં, સત અને અવિષ્ટ. અને સંસ્કૃતનો નિયમ છે સંધિનો કે ત હોય અને એના પછી વોવેલ હોય, એ અ આઈ બધા હોય જ સ્વર, તો એના પછી સ્વર આવે તો એ ન થઈ જાય, એટલે સન્નિવિષ્ટ. એટલે સત અવિષ્ટ એટલે શું કે મારાથી એ બધું આવૃત છે, ઓલ પરવેડિંગ એને અંગ્રેજીમાં, એના સિવાય બીજું કંઈ નથી. એને મત પરતહમ ન અન્ય કિંચિત અસ્તિ ધનંજય, મારા સિવાય અહીંયા કંઈ નથી, એ આ સન્નિવિષ્ટો શબ્દમાં છે. એટલે એટલા માટે એક એક શબ્દ ઉપર પ્રભુવાદે મેડિટેટ કર્યું છે. પ્રભુવાદ જ્યારે હતા ને તો હંમેશા કહેતા હતા કે તમે મને બીજી બધું વાતો રેડ્યુ કરો કે મને દરેક શબ્દ ઉપર મેડિટેટ કરવું પડે. સંસ્કૃતમાં એક શબ્દના 5-10 અર્થ થાય, પણ એમાં જે બનબેસતો અર્થ હોય એ જ મૂકે, એટલે એમની ચોપડીઓની વિશેષતા છે. આપણે કંઈ ગમે કે ના ગમે કે જે થાય છે, પ્રભુવાદ છે આપણી સાથે ચોપડીઓમાં, એ પ્લીઝ એનો આધાર લો. વિડીયો છે, ટેપ્સ છે, પ્રભુવાદને ન છોડે તો બધું આવડી ગયું છે. તો બીજું કંઈ શીખવાની જરૂર નથી, ટ્યુશન જવાની જરૂર નથી, કંઈ નહીં, પણ આ બહુ સિન્સિયરલી કરવાની જરૂર છે. આ મગજને બીજે કોઈ જગ્યાએ દોડવા દેશે નહીં, આ બીજું બધું તાત્પૂરતું. અને આપણે મટીરિયલ લેવલ પર આવી જઈએ, બીજી કોઈ જગ્યાએ આપણે મગજને દોડવા દઈએ તો વી કમ ટુ ધ લોઅર લેવલ. મટીરિયલ લેવલ એ લોઅર લેવલ. જો આ વાદળું છે તો આકાશમાં છે અને આપણે જમીન ઉપર છીએ, એટલે આપણે લોઅર લેવલ. અને વાદળું આકાશમાં શા માટે છે? કારણ કે એ ભાર વહન કરે. કેટલું દુહાર પાણી આપણે એક બકેટ જમીન પર ઉપાડી શકતા નહીં. વી કેનોટ કેરી વન બકેટ ઓન ધ લેન્ડ. ધીસ ક્લાઉડ ફેરીઝ ટન્સ એન્ડ ટન્સ ઓફ વોટર એન્ડ હાયર અપ ઇન ધ સ્કાય. હાઉ ઇઝ ઇટ પોસિબલ? વાય? બીકોઝ હી ડઝન્ટ ડૂ ઇટ ફોર હિમસેલ્ફ, ઇઝ એવરીથિંગ ઇઝ ફોર અધર્સ. સો ઇવન નાઉ ઇફ વી ઓલ્સો બિહેવ લાઈક ધીસ, બટ ઇફ યુ ડૂ ફોર અધર્સ, ઓનલી ધ વેલફેર એક્ટિવિટીઝ મસ્ટ ગો ઓન. And welfare not in the sense which we are following, but welfare means to give Krishna to everybody. So they become self-sufficient. For example, we may have prasad distribution. How many people we can distribute? There are millions and millions of people. Who protects them? So it's better to catch his lotus feet. That is real welfare. And this cloud has a nature that without discrimination, it pours the water. So without discrimination, who is helping others in Harinam or distribution of Prabhupada's books or chanting or whatever, then we become like cloud. Our status already increases, we become transcendent. Otherwise we are always on the in the modes. As soon as we are consumed by the modes, then you are on the ground. So don't be on the ground. And every second of an existence, there is a situation which will drag you to the modes. So every second, we have to be very careful about it. Satatam ketantam. The satat word is there. Satatam ketantam. Always engage yourself. And one thing we forget always, that Krishna is in control. Whatever is happening, is Krishna's desire. So just forget, forgive and forget. And just go ahead with these things. Forgive and forget. Forget. Always forget. Always forgive. These living entities will never behave all right. Never. So we have just to find our way and just go on. You know, in traffic, we have to find our own way, suppose we go to the destination. This is also modes traffic. Somebody in passion, somebody in ignorance. Most of them are in ignorance. Forgive and forgive. Forgive, first forgive. And forgiving is the very best quality. Once the Sudarshan I had written in one of the offerings, she writes very good. Sudarshan's offerings are really good. So she wrote that there was one sage So he was always forgiving. You know? So people were afraid that he said, well, how many times will he? He said, he is living today, I want to forget for 700 times. So by that time, either he vanishes or he vanishes, whatever happens. So always, if you don't forgive, then there is a trouble. The, always the point, you know, we should not prolong the material existence. Material points we should not catch. And we catch material points. The thing is, now you might have told me one thing one day, or I might have told you one thing. So for the whole lifetime you will meditate on it. Maratoli, Maratoli. I will meditate this rascal, this. I forgot your name. તો હું એ જ મેડિટેટ કરું કે યુ ટોલ્ડ મી દિસ, યુ ટોલ્ડ મી દિસ. પણ કોઈ વાર કહેવું પણ કરે, વી ટોક ઇટ ઇઝ, બટ ફોર દેટ મોમેન્ટ ઓનલી. વી શુડ નોટ પ્રોલોંગ ઇટ. Prolonging means Krishna's prolonging is safe. You prolong as much as you want about Krishna. But these material things, they should be completely, very, very, to the last point, we should shorten it. And forget, forgive. Forgive, if you forgive, then you have to forget. You know, we made shrama apne kariye koi ne. Paji yaad pan de tu ne. Kan ke paji nikri jaye. Shrama kariye, we are free then. That is the forgiveness is the best quality. And all good qualities, they come from the names of Krishna. What is it? All benedictions we can derive from your names. Isn't it? All energies, your energies you have squeezed into your names. And more than that, you know, the best example is from Ramayana. Yeah, when Ramchandra wanted to cross the ocean, he had to have the Ram Setu. And Hanuman, chanting by his name, he jumped. he said to Lord Ram, your name is more powerful than you. You wanted to have the Ram Setu. He said, ah, Namal, Kalikale, Namal, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Kevalam. Kalau nastiva, 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 vetiya. Three times. And two people repeat. One, very intelligent people repeat, or the madman repeats. So at least we know that well, we're not mad. So please, try to concentrate on Krishna's topic. And forget and forgive everything. And don't worry at all. There are so many topics to it. Well, the living entities will never behave all right. They are in the modes. So if they are in the modes, why should we drag ourselves down to their modes? That is what we were always insisting. Let them be in modes. We know that they are in modes. So somehow it is very difficult. Very difficult to follow. But there is no gati. Nastiva, nastiva, nastiva. Three times. Gati hi anyatha. Anyatha, gati is not there. What to do? So if gati is not there, we have to follow. We are not even patthar. Patthar doesn't lie down to the mood. He is not angry to anyone. So we are not even stones. Stone tari jaye. Stone will float. But you have to be stone first. You're not even stone. I'm not stone. At least stone is out of the mood. He has only ignorance. That's it. You come, you move, he will move. Otherwise, he's sitting. Stone has very good quality. On his own, he won't do anything. And to that extent he destroys himself. Then anybody comes and fixes him into the wall. to be useful for somebody else. He doesn't protest. All right, I'm useful. Puts him in my mind and bury him. To that extent, he is forgiving. We are not stones. Those stones float. But we are drowning. Karavalambam mamadehi Vishnu. What is samsara kupe patito ati agade? There is my position. Samsara kupe patito ati agade. Samsara kup means blind well of the material existence. Samsara kupe patito ati agade is so very deep. Patito ati agade. Samsara kupe patito ati agade. Muhanda purne vishaya vitapte. Mohanda purna, I am illusion, completely illusion. Mohanda purne vishaya vitapte. Then I am boiling again in these several desires, particularly kama rupi, in sex desires. Patito ariyagare, Mohanda purne vishaya vitapte. Please, that's why karavalambam mamadehi Vishnu. Please give me your hand. Karavalambam mamadehi, govindadam mamadehi. So these lines are very, very potent. Few bhajans, Narasimhas bhajans, these prabhatiya, they can give you the very nice idea in Gujarat. Or this, this going down the stotra is not very difficult. It's in Sanskrit, but it's very easy. So few of these things should be learned and understood, and again hammered on our mind. Then only we may come out. And the thing is, one thing we should always remember as I claim, you know, that your work should never be neglected. You have your duty. Prescribed duties must be performed. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. Order. Kuru kuru in Sanskrit word. Kuru means not please do. Do. Do it. Niyatam. Niyat karma. You have niyat. And these niyat karmas, they go on always changing. We are 2 years old, we had niyat karma. 4 years again, we started to go to KG or whatever. Primary school, niyat karma changed. High school, it came. In college, changed. Married, change. Again, they always change. But niyat karmas are there. So always guru. And those who are devotees of Krishna, they do their own activities immaculately well. They are not sharkas, they are workers. Sincere workers. They do their activity to the best of their ability. And then you are free of it. Suppose I have done my duty very nicely. In the end, in the evening, I feel very much all right. I have cleared everything. Tomorrow, I'll take care of tomorrow. That's all. So our duties must be performed. And more so, now in this age, wherein the tax pattern is very high, we are not greedy, but we have to have money. Daily continuous flow of money must be there. Otherwise, we cannot survive in this age. Otherwise, formerly it was all agriculture-based economy. Now it's gone completely. It's not agriculture-based. So everybody has to work. And the tax pattern of the government is changing so fast that father will buy the same house son cannot stay, because he has to pay the hereditary duty. So far it's not that bad here. But in England, if father dies, the son has to pay 60% of the price of the house. Now suppose father has bought the house for £100,000 and it may go up to £500,000. So his son wants to stay there, he has to pay £400 to the government.
60% of the
present value. How much more? So son has to quit. Or he may have to have his own apartment or whatever. So this is coming very late. Then you can't help. Formerly, great grandfather was building a building, you know, and for generations they will stay there. So the tax pattern was very low. I remember in our village, a house was cost 1 rupee, and field will cost 1.5 rupees. And that way you don't have to go and pay anywhere. The clerk will come to the place. So my, every year that person would walk into the lane, and my father would say, Yamraj is coming, he'll take 1 rupee now. They were so fed up. They didn't want to have any bills. The life was so simple. Electricity was not there. So bills of any sort were completely absent. No bills. And they were very peaceful. Kaliyuga was there, very peaceful. Very peaceful. But now, it's so changed in 100 years. Can't believe this thing. Everywhere you go, you have to pay. You buy salt and you are paying the tax. You buy wheat and you are paying the tax. Again, income tax. Again, value-added tax. I remember how many tax? Then, again, the state government tax is there. Municipal tax is there. Then again, central government tax is there. I remember, you are just killing the man because he is alive. If he is dead, then death tax. Hereditary tax. How many times? And in that also, that Purnapragya has to struggle to build a house and raise the children and hospitalization and marriage and then again grandchildren. Purnapragya is very busy taking them and bringing them. What is that means? I'm very busy. In this age, Krishna is needed more than any other age. Otherwise our children will never be able to survive. We are at least surviving. But the times are very bad. Apart from that, Adhibhautik Dukha is really draconian dukha. And other people will inflict the misery. The time is coming when we are sitting here. For food, the people will enter the house and what is food here, they will take. The food will not be available. So this situation is very peculiar. This situation is not for any difference of opinion anywhere. If we don't like, at least we should, wherever we are, we should chant Krishna's names. Let's see. Somebody will see you chanting. They may not chant, but they think about you. That he is very peaceful because he is doing something. So then they may follow. And don't worry whether anybody follows or not. You follow. Be simple, very simple. To the minimum extent. Don't increase your necessities at all. Even in this age, this is very bad. The simplicity will give you the power to sustain everything. Simplicity has got to be there. And somehow, whether we like it or not, Bhagavad Gita should be in our throat always, by heart, you know, so that we can chew the words. And every time you chew the word, fortunately we are from India, so Sanskrit and our language is not very different. So we understand more than these whites or blacks or whatever. This is a special facility for us. So please take advantage of this and chew the words. And then you are working, you are already in the middle atmosphere. Add your experience to it and it will give you a nice realization. So this is how all of you should try. We are here for a few days, may not be good. But you have to carry on these thoughts. No, it will not come. Kali Yuga is raging ahead. Then in 50 years, the things are changed. What to talk of 50? These people also remember that their childhood was better than now. So it's only maybe 20 years, 40 years. And so time will not be back. But we can be back. That is what Prabhupada meant. He always said that you should go 200 years back. I am talking of 100 years, but 200 years must be very, very nice. Except Krishna, there was nothing. So these things have got to be understood. And may apne nahi samajhe to who is going to understand? Apne nahi samajhe to kaha nahi samajhe. The situation will force you to understand. You can get there. The situation is there. The bodily trouble will not leave you. Sickness will be definitely there. Then your mind trouble will not leave you. Mind is always there. So this is Adhyatmik Dhruva. Then other people will be envious to you if you have something. So that trouble is also going to you. And then the natural disasters will be there. So nobody can escape these things. And Prabhu had won because these are Sanatana things. He argued in foreign countries that can you stop sickness? No, then I can stop your sickness. Come here. And they were tired, they didn't have anything to eat here. So they were crowded around. And here he was Prasanna, nice Rasgullas. I remember he used to fill out the bucket of Rasgullas, you know, and keep near that in New York. Small center was there. So that the hippies will come and take Rasgullas and say, Shami Jai. So what was speaking of the Shani Goa. So this days were very good. But somehow he was successful because he was not attracted for himself anything. He wanted to give everything. Really, in short time, he was very ingredient. How much he has written, we cannot read in our lifetime. So why to waste our breath here and there? He just please concentrate on Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam. Or his books, 80 books he has written. Just concentrate on that. Don't read anything else. Please make that point very clear in your mind. All of the writings are misdirection. Except Prabhupada, nobody guides properly. Till the age of 39 years, I read so many things. My mind is complicated. Till I read Prabhupada and things. And since then, I don't touch even any other book. Only Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Nothing else. And even now, we are not able to complete. So these literatures, select one or two books and concentrate on it. Don't waste your time. Or Atma writes very nice. Wasting time is the greatest crime. wasted time is a wasted mind. So best use your time till in your prime. Well, in your prime. You'll be sublime. Wasting time is the greatest disease. And under different arguments, we waste our time, we force others to waste that. Now, suppose somebody serves us. Don't take his more time than really you require. That should be our lookout. Otherwise, myself now, I have excuse that I am old and I must have some servant and this and that. But to that servant also, I must be very clear that more than required, I should not hold anything. Required things have got to be done. But that is my experience is that required thing can be done within few minutes. And once it is done, we should send them. So we don't consume others' time. Our decision is that we also waste time, and in order to waste my time, I have to have you. The second person must be there to waste time. So I waste your time. So this time element is this, non-different from Krishna. Manetam kalam ishana anadi nidhanam vihum. Kunti says, manetam kalam ishana. You are controller, ishana. Kalam, eternal time. Manne, I definitely agree that you have eternal time. Ishana, anadi, there is no beginning for you. Nidhanam, you are the beginning for all. Vibhum, and the greatest. And then the quality of the tribe is samam charantam sarvatra. Kalina said that Purnanda or Purnapagya has $2 million, so leave him alone. No, it doesn't matter. Dollars, no dollars, we'll take it. Older, younger, whatever. There is no difference at all. Samam charantam sarvatra. Ambani also had to go. And layman also has to go. And once they are dead, dead body is not Ambani or a layman. Samam charantam sarvatra. At the time of death, everybody is communism. It's safe. So that's the best. Death is the most serious communist. Everybody becomes safe. There is Samam charantam sarvatra. And then Bhutanam yan mitah kali, this Bhagavatam is beautiful. Bhutanam, we Bhutas, very correct word. We are all Bhutas. Bhu means to be situated. That is the meaning of Bhu. Those who are situated on the earth, they are not Bhutas, living entities. But we are really Bhutas, as we dwell in the past. There in the future, in the present also we compete. So we are really Buddha. Bhutkar, you know? Bhutkar means past day. Those who meditate on the past and talk about it. Now you have a glorious past. But I am not interested in your past. But when you come to me, I went to Abu Dhabi this year and I ran here and ran. And man, go to hell, I'm not interested. But we just go on Bhuta, Bhuta, Bhutka. So if it's Bhutka, the Bhuta. So please, Yan Mitha Kali, these Bhutas, when they come near together, in this we are together here, then there is a difference of opinion. So much so that we kill each other. For land, for example, 1 foot of land, they'll murder. In social intercourse, really we cause the dissensions. And this dissension must stop. When we come together, we should come together only for Krishna. Chant Krishna's names and get separate. No dissension. We don't become. Our constitutional position is very clear that we were a Swarupa Hare, Krishna and Padas. Because material education is there. That's why Prabhupada calls this slaughter houses. Then their condition was completely different. Nobody can be Alexander Great now. And you study Alexander the Great. But one thing is very good, that when he died, he told people to keep his hands outside his coffin. So people asked why. He said people should see that I had come empty-handed. That is the best thing he did. Otherwise the whole life was wasted. So these things matter. Otherwise he conquered this and he conquered that. And he couldn't do anything at all. At the time of death, he couldn't control anybody, nothing at all. Here everything belongs to Krishna. And how can I be you? Your circumstances are different. You did whatever was possible in your own circumstances. How we can copy you? This is ignorance. The leader is ignorant, the master is ignorant. So blind is leading blind. That is Prabhupada that makes very clear. So it's no sense. Only the values don't change. Human values don't change. Other things all change. Values never change. The one value, as I told you, is you should be very seriously performing our duty. It never changes. Whatever duty is there, whatever duty you have, you please be very careful about it. This doesn't change. Your duty may be different, his may be different, his may be different. So whatever is there, you have to be very careful. This value doesn't change. But our bodies are changing, our everything is changing around us. So how can other things remain static? They are all dynamic. But these human values are static. They are same for every time. But we have to chew the values, take it from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and then present it according to your own time. That's why every time some writing is required, some understanding is required. And that's why these Granthas offerings, they are the best offering. I read the Ramakrishna's offering one. Oh, it's beautiful. Say Ramakrishna, what is his name?
Sri Ram.
Very nice writing. You didn't do it. We are going to sell you now. This Abu Dhabi group writes very nice. And now so many Granthas offerings are there, maybe 3,000-4,000. Any 10 offerings you have, and you can speak. That's the best. They have chewed the human values and presented according to their own conditions. And because we are all having the common time, so whatever is good for them, good for us also. You see, common time is also impossible. In effect, we are all related. Otherwise, why? There are so many millions of living entities. May not have bodies at the moment. But we all have the body. We all have the human body. We can speak to each other. So why to have the dissension? There is a misunderstanding. Because we are all related. And that's why you are here. He is here. And I can talk to you, you can talk to me. Because we have something common. And this is impossible for other living entities. So those living entities who are here at the moment with us, they are all mama, kaka, something. The relation is there. And that's why we are advised in Bhagavad Gita that Parinda should be completely stopped. Criticism should be stopped. We are in the same boat. You may have one defect, I may have 10 defects, others. So we should not worry about that. But in English it's very nicely. Those who stay in glass house don't throw stones at others. Now the stones are going to come back. So we are already in the glass house. So how can we afford to throw a stone? Narsingha sings very nice. Sakalo Lokma Sahune Vande Nindana Kare Kemi Vacha Kachamani Mishra Rake Dhana Dhana Janne Teni. Mother must have unbearable labor when we were born. So her labor is completely wasted if you don't belong to this group. Prabhupada's group labor is useful. Otherwise her labor is wasted. And this is Sakala Lokma Sahune Vande. He pays obeisance to everybody. Trinada Vishuni Chena Tarodi Vishuni. Amanina Manadena Kirtani Asura. So how nice Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narasimha, same thing. And in a very simple language, Narasimha Prabhatiya, whole Bhagavatam is in 8 lines. that these people don't get, because they don't have the knowledge about our literature. We have everything, but I don't know where we go wrong. So that Prabhupada wanted to correct. And he has given us the royal road, that please, if you don't understand any scripture, don't worry, there is no need of it. Harinam is best. This is gone chanting. And everything you will know. Sarvam eva minnatam bodhi. Once you chant, then everything. Bhagavatam is very practical. And unless you put into practice, you will be mad of it. You will be always mad. If there is no Bhagavatam, our lives are based on Bhagavatam. Unknowingly we get up early in the morning. Nobody in our family, I remember that in my childhood, nobody slept after sunrise. They were all up. And life was very hard. That time we had to go to the well, take out the water from the well, draw ourselves, there were big ropes, and that vessel was tied to the rope, and that they should load up, then they plane, and then pull it up again, then take snap. It was a very hard day. But even then people were very active. Doctors were absent. And now activeness is gone, doctors are there. And so many graphies. Every time new graphy I heard. What to do? At least this Harinam saves us from that. Even now, if people are attracted to this, they improve. Their Kishore's son, doctor has pumped so many ideas in him. He said he was drinking one drop of water and his liver swollen or something. Never heard about it. Doctor gave some description. And now he said, your son is only be alive for four hours. So he said, what should I do? I'm going on my holiday, doctor said. Doctor, please don't go. I want my son dead. Son is not gone anywhere. The doctor said, all right, I'm cancelling your holiday. It's very serious. And you're only 4 hours now. Said, what should I do? Go and admit him into 1 year. So they ran to Gondia, and doctor gave it 5 doctors. And in the evening, the son was all right. Now you are saying this son. Now for 15 years, you have to take care. Now for 15 years, that man is like a pagal man. And doctor, and he, wherever he goes, doctor canceled the holidays, and doctor said, my son, he said, your son was alive. Yes, sir. So you're not dead. How can doctor say? No. Yeah, that is not a he saved it. 5 doctors came. What did they do? Yeah, please, this is your foolishness because you don't believe in Krishna. Mm-hmm. Krishna consciousness can be left. I have my younger sister. She is still alive. And now she has grandchildren. Right? So she was hardly, I think, 3 years old. And she had a lump here somewhere there, under the arm. So at times it was troubling her. So she was crying. Yeah? And my mother was very angry with father that you don't consult any doctor. She is not in trouble. She is a daughter who will marry her. And so we think. So my father was fed up with mother's arguments. So now I said, we go to Bombay, consult the specialist. So somehow the father went there and he had to pay 20 rupees for consulting fee. He said, too much. At that time, it was 1 rupee and 1 rupee some anal for going to Bombay, no? 200 kilometers. So father was really fed up, he said, 20 rupees, well gone. And now let us see what he says. So he went to the doctor. Doctor saw. And he says, she requires operation. So father says, could you guarantee that after operation she is good? He said, no, I can't guarantee. So he said, if you don't operate, then what will happen? He said, she'll die in 2 years. 2 years, father said. All right, he said, we don't have operation. That, he said, you are not scared, I'm telling you, without that, she will not survive. But you are telling that as it is, she will die in 2 years. After operation, you are not guaranteeing. So better die her peacefully without operation. So father brought her back. And even now she is alive, and doctor might have died. And she has grandchildren. And nothing, it is there, but it is in trouble. These are the doctors. And there is no, we don't have sense. That is, my father thought that if after operation he is not guaranteed, so why to go for it? Let her die, if she is going to die, then peacefully she will die. And she didn't die at all. Everything went on all right. And now she has grandchildren, nobody can believe. Otherwise she would have operated, and maybe something might have developed, but who knows? This age is very bad for ill health. And so we have to be careful about our health and health will be only all right if you are attached to Krishna. So that is our natural position. Child goes to his mother and he is very happy. He doesn't have fever, nothing at all, headache, nothing, because mother is there. So we also, when we are attached to our mother, Krishna, then we don't have anything. So this attraction must be eternal. Other things, please forget. Do whatever you can, but otherwise, daily chant 16 rounds, daily read something, daily please come to the temple, go to the temple, sit there, or Purnapagya children, they are sincere devotees. So they carry on the programs. And otherwise, they go to some temple and they simply chant. And people crowd around there. And they are happy, people are happy. So where lies the difference? But you do something. Even if that's it. Don't expect any other people to do. We don't want even temples. Why should we have the temples? We are building a temple now. Cleaning alone costs us so much. So why should I already the temples are there. Use those temples. Why to incur the responsibility? Or sit under a tree and chant. Please. Chanting is important, not the places. Please try to follow these things with Prabhupada. And if you read Prabhupada, the winged Prabhupada will guide you. And he will give you the transcendental intelligence to do the things in your own times. Because Prabhupada, one quality of his writing is that he impels your intelligence. So intelligence acts independently. And then intelligence is, Krishna guides you in your own times how to proceed ahead. But you have some responsibility. You can't tell me. I may tell you everything about me also, but I cannot tell everything to you. It's beyond my control. We may speak to each other very intimately, but even then some things are there which cannot be spoken. What is our relationship with my father, my relationship? How can I convey to you? It's beyond your... From childhood I was with my father. So what is going on, I can never put into writing or speaking also. So things, few things we cannot tell. We only know. So really the decision must be personal. We may take the Vedic culture's help. More than that we can't do. Don't advise anybody to do it. We can't advise because we don't know fully each other. We may intimate, but even then we cannot convey. And that's why we mess about these particularly marital relationships. I don't know what relationship you have with your wife. So how can I advise you? And we definitely advise you. Our Jayavanda is not married. And somebody had difficulty. He was advising me. I told you, you don't know. I said, no, he is happy. I told you, he is happy or what, I don't know. But how can you advise me? And you are staying in front of his house. Always Jayavanda, Jayavanda. Parthi Vatrasdevan lady. He was troubled by his wife. Never advise. Only give him the Vedic traditions. And please, decision is yours. Yes, sir. Decision should be our own. But I know what position I'm in. I know what relationship I have. And nobody can advise me. But I know what is it. So everybody knows. So we should never advise. We should only give the guidance of the Vedic culture. And those who know Vedic culture, they can only guide. Those who don't have any idea of Vedic culture, they look at it, oh, this temple is dirty. There is nobody here. Ramani, you are here. Your disciples are here. There is nobody here. I told, what do you want? And here there is a dust. Then everywhere, on you also there is a dust. Means so many madness we start then, because we are not the real thing. Real thing is completely absent. So we just try to frame our ideas from the outside. That's how. Please don't do it. Nobody should advise. People know. You can just show them the Vedic principles. According to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can show the Vedic principles. Otherwise, let them go on. Let them do anything and everything. If you can cooperate, cooperate. If you can't cooperate, chat. The Prabhupada was hitting me. The GVC meetings also. He never attended. And he was sitting in his quarter in Mayapur, in his hut. And these fellows were, for hours together there, discussing, America makes it. And then he said, rascals, what are you doing there? Come down and chat. He wanted them to chat. The chanting is the main thing. Really, he has given the royal road. Don't do anything, don't open your mouth. Apna Gujarati mein kaise, nav bole man nav gun. Bole nahi man. Gun na bole kaise. Ane paristhiti anusar. Bole si si. Par hu nav bole man nav gun ne badda hu. Ki Krishna bole man adar gun. Nav bole man nahi. Nav bole bolu nahi am nahi. તમે અજીબ છે બોલશે જ તમે અમે છું બેસાડી જ નહીં શકો બસ કૃષ્ણની કૃષ્ણજી વાત કરવી તમે કૃષ્ણ જેટલી જોઈએ એટલી વાતો કરો એમાં બધા જ પ્રજલ બને બિલકુલ કંઈ અનનેસરી છે વેસ્ટિંગ યોર ટાઈમ ધીસ ઇઝ ભાગવત અને દરેકમાં દરેક ભજનમાં દરેક કીર્તનમાં એ જ કહ્યું છે કે ભગવાનનું નામ ભગવાનનું ભગવાન ગુરુ બાહુ મહમ્મચરી ભગવાન કહે છે ગુરુ બાહુ હું હાથ ઊંચો કરું છું અહમ વચમી અમે જોર જોરથી રાડ પાડું છું કે ગોવિંદ દેવી એવી તું ગોવિંદ નામ ધ્યાન કરે ગોવિંદ દેવી ન યાતના જુશી જો તું ગોવિંદ નામ લઈશ ઇફ યુ ચેન ગોવિંદ નેમ્સ દેન યુ વિલ નોટ હેવ ટુ ગો થ્રુ ઓલ ધી 8,400,000 different pieces. Nayat Rajesh. Koi mantra nahi. Bhai, koi mantra. Bas, kahi nahi. Haan, bolo. Bas. Aaj, aaj karu chhe, bhi kahi karu. Aba to jani apne. Pan practice ma mutta nahi. Tya apne pote upset hoye. અને વિધાઉટ એની રિઝલ્ટ કૃષ્ણ ઇઝ ઇન કંટ્રોલ દેટ વી ફરગેટ અરે કંટ્રોલ અહીંયા કૃષ્ણનો છે તો એ પોતાનું કાર્ય કરી જ રહ્યો છે ભાઈ છે આઈ પોપ માય નોઝ ઇન ડેટ અરે ડબલ ખાલી લેન્ડિંગ કરવાનું છે એમાં બધા ગુણ આવી જાય આ આ નિચોડ છે ભગવત પછી આ બીજી વાત બધી વાતોમાં આવે જ્યારે ભાગવતની વાતો કરી કંઈક કરીશું અમે તો ચાલ ભજન કરજે કર ભજન